Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today is the day that Mike Harrington may or may not be on our radio show because he is at the Walmart over at Niagara in New York. So it's Niagara, New York. There's a Walmart there, and he's not just shopping. He's actually helping people with all kinds of insurance questions. Open enrollment and all those types of things start next week, I believe. And he's got a kiosk there set up by his insurance company. It's called Harrington Insurance Agency. And if you are in the New York, Niagara area, you want to definitely check him out locally at the booth. But if you go to harringtoninsuranceagency.com, you'll be able to see the contact information. The things I love about Mike, he's a super-duper hard worker. He's ex-military. He's got a lot of integrity. He's helping a lot of people. And he decided that the best way to be able to help a lot of people in his area is to get a booth over, you know how they do that stuff, you know, probably in front of the cashiers or wherever they put them, somewhere up front so you can see them. It's with the insurance companies, and he's helping people with Medicare and Medicaid and all their other questions related to insurance. He handles a lot of different things, so you want to check him out, harringtoninsuranceagency.com. And I think that's on Military Road. I am not from Niagara, so I'm not sure. But if you go there, you will know. But what I'm going to do, he was going to show up if he wasn't busy at the booth. So he must be busy at the booth. He's going to be there from now, which is October, through March, believe it or not, to be able to help people out. I don't think he's going to be there every hour that they're open, but he'll be there probably main traffic hours. So whenever that is, he's going to be there. I think it's Monday through Thursday and then again on Saturday. I think he might skip Sundays. I don't know, but we'll figure this stuff out as we go along. But I want to replay the first radio show that we did with Mike Harrington at HarringtonInsuranceAgency.com. So here we go. You'll hear the replay all from the intro again, so you'll hear that cool music at the beginning. Thanks for listening in, and go check him out. And by the way, Mike handles insurance in New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida. So if you're in any one of those states and you want to work with a really good guy, check out Mike Harrington, HarringtonInsuranceAgency.com.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. I am honored to have a returning Building Fortunes Radio guest, Michael Harrington, on Building Fortunes Radio. We are going to be talking about insurance, and HarringtonInsuranceAgency.com is the place you want to go for the topics that we're speaking about right now. But I asked Mike to kind of do this radio show interview as a regular segment with us, and it might be a little bit at different times based on his personal schedule because he's going to be handling a kiosk, I guess we'll call it, over in Walmart up in Niagara County, and that's over in New York for those people that are listening in. Well, as I get older, and I'm 62 now, I don't know how that happened. I don't know where, like you blink and it's almost over. But at 62, we're dealing with stuff relative to insurance. And I never really thought it through to realize how important health insurance, life insurance, retirement planning, all of that sort of stuff would be important to me and my family as we're getting older. And as I have friends that are getting older, I see the good things that happen and, unfortunately, the bad things that happen. And since I'm on the Internet and because I get text messages, I get messages from people that do crazy stuff. And because also I know a little bit about telemarketing and call centers, I also get a lot of phone calls just like you guys do as well. So there's a massive spread of misinformation. There's a ton of people that are willing to take your hard-earned dollars and put you into things that aren't going to serve you best. So I said, Mike, can we do this radio show where you give us some education on this stuff so we don't make the mistakes that a lot of people inevitably will? Our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience deserves more. So Mike Harrington, thanks for being here on your own Building Fortunes Radio show.
Thank you, Peter.
So a lot of people make, let's talk first about you, because you have a distinguished background as a really good guy as well, and people would love to have more people like Mike Harrington in this planet. So tell people a little bit about you and your background and how you got into what you're working on right now.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for inviting me. My name is Michael Harrington. I currently own Harrington Insurance Agency. Peter and I have been friends and also business peers for a few years now. I'm also in the real estate industry, but today we are going to talk about insurance, specifically Medicare. One thing that I would like to say regarding my background, I am a former C-suite executive, both in the financial services industry, primarily with a bank, and also real estate development. Since my venture into insurance, the goal with insurance and my participation in that as a broker, life, accident, health, and Medicare insurance, a lot of people ask me why I wasn't in the insurance industry. And, you know, I got to thinking about that, and based on what my family members, and Peter mentioned he's 62, I'm actually 66. Next month, I will be 67 years old. And there's a lot of things that, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but looking back, you know, a lot of things that, like Peter said, I didn't pay attention to when I was younger. It didn't apply to me. And I just thought I'd get it later and this type of thing. But one thing that
Mike, I want to squeeze one thing in. You didn't mention anything about your military service, because that's important to a lot of people, because it also tells a lot about your character. So if you don't mind, sprinkle a little bit of that in too, please. Because
yeah,
that has something to do with the story in the that has something to do with the story in 67, because you're not, you know, when people have backgrounds like you do, you really don't worry about getting sick, you know, because you work it through. Even if you're hurt, you're going to work it through. Even if you do get sick, you're going to work it through. That's what you know. So tell us a little bit about that background so we have a little bit of an understanding also on how that military background carries forward even to today.
I am a Navy veteran, and I want to thank all the veterans out there for their service. And one thing that the military did teach me, which I wish more individuals would be more passionate about military service, is training. And that is where I learned high-level training to be able to, number one, communicate with people, and really follow orders. And what are following orders? In the military, if you're given a mission, you follow orders by your superiors to complete that mission. And I take that same attitude into the insurance business. One thing that I am very passionate about, and this does reflect back on my military service, is the fact that, especially with Medicare, people do not understand, in most cases, after they are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, a dual special needs plan, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, or chronic illness plan, that they don't understand that after they're enrolled, what they have. It's very difficult to comprehend the Medicare world. And as an agent, I wanted to take that when I enroll a client into the Medicare program, I want to make sure that they understand every aspect of what that Medicare Advantage policy, let's say, is giving them. And the nice thing about Medicare, I can, as a broker, I'm not what they call a captive agent, you know, that works for a carrier. I have the advantage of all different plans from all different carriers, and I don't like to take one plan that might offer more, let's say, OTC, over-the-counter benefits, than the other, because my goal is to give the people what they need. And there's a lot of carrots out there with OTC, over-the-counter purchases, that you get X amount of money a month and to buy those certain things. And what I tell people, never base your health care needs on what you can get over-the-counter. But, you know, the decision is ultimately their decision. The other,
so let's go, if we can, Mike,
go ahead.
Let's go backwards just a little bit. For people that are unfamiliar with the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, because they sound like the same word, if you're unfamiliar, but they're very different. And can you tell us what Medicare is and when it kicks in, either mandatory or voluntary?
Yes. Medicare has a few different stipulations to it. If you're on SSD, which is Social Security Disability, you are Medicare eligible. That can be at any age based on your disability. And the typical Medicare, if you're on a health plan, let's say you're on a state plan or the exchange or what we call the ACA, once you have a plan on that market and you become 65, as Peter mentioned before, mandatory, once you are 65, you must enroll in Medicare. There are penalties for not doing so. And you know, those can all be explained. It won't be on this radio show, but it would take too much time. But then there's the Medicaid portion of it, and Medicare is a government program. Now, the Medicaid is for those with low income. And how does Medicaid coincide with Medicare? There are many plans out there. There's chronic special needs plans, those with cardiovascular issues, cancer, diabetes. Those are called CSNPs, chronic special needs plans. And there's also different levels of assistance, full dual, which means that you have full Medicaid and Medicare. Those are plans that you can enroll in and get tremendous assistance with your health care needs. Now, there's always the big issue about funding Medicaid and those kind of things. So for those people that are interested in a dual special needs plan or a qualified beneficiary plan, you know, we have to be very careful to make sure that they're, if they want to enroll in that plan, that their doctors are covered. Some places do not take those plans. So, you know, the big thing is sometimes I hear, well, you know, Mike, I can go online and enroll, and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to do that. And, you know, you can do that. But what I recommend is working with me so I can guide you through the process to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed so you have the plan that fits your needs. Now, I would like to say I do specialize in the underserved, which is the Medicaid community. And those people a lot of times are not served correctly. And my goal is to change that. And I have seen a lot of things happen. You know, my girlfriend just has had stage 4 cancer. She's in remission now. And I have seen a United Healthcare full dual plan that she is on because she had to quit work because of her illness. They literally covered everything. And for people that have those needs like that, cancer and so on, those plans can be great. But they really need to sit down with an agent to help them work through that process.
Yeah, you're not going to have an AI bot that's going to be able to service you the right way. You're not going to be able to have some telemarketing call center be able to service you the right way. You really have to take control of what's going on with your special situation and deal with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Because if there's ever an example of expect mistakes and understand, or it's actually, I call it, it's understand mistakes, expect incompetence. So it's understand mistakes, because lots of people try to do their best, but they might be wrong, but expect incompetence. So when you're dealing with a lot of people, sometimes even from the government agencies themselves, they don't know what they're talking about. So to have someone like you, Mike, who is educated, goes to quote-unquote school, takes the courses, the additional training, learns all of the stuff that's involved with this stuff, takes it seriously, not just doing it for the money, interested in educating people. This is a really, really, really important topic for a lot of different people. And when you say learn what it covers, I know you're going to go over with people, learn what it also doesn't cover so they can make the right decision for their situation. So all good information. I want to do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're listening to Mike Harrington at HarringtonInsuranceAgency.com. This is going to be a special radio show. We're going to give you simple ways to be able to go to it. If you go to BuildingForgeRadio.com and look for Michael Harrington, or you look for, you could do BuildingForgeRadio.com/Harrington, or we made it even simpler than that, BuildingForgeRadio.com/Medicare. You'll be able to get to this radio shows and the radio shows we'll do next, but we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Michael Harrington. Michael's up in Niagara County. He's going to be at a kiosk over in Walmart, and he's going to talk about that. Maybe we'll do that, Mike, during this second section of the radio show, because I want you to be able to focus on that. And if you happen to be in that building, if you happen to be in that geographic area, make sure you stop in and you see Mike, and you can go to his website and get some background information as well. But here's what I know about this insurance thing is we'll never be able to cover it in a, 30-minute radio show. It's going to take a series of radio shows for us to really be able to access, most of the information that people would want to know, but you really want to make sure you call Mike Harrington. So his number's on his website. We'll give it to you later during the radio show as well. But, Mike, can you talk to us a little bit about, what's going on over the next couple of days? I guess you're going to be starting to be at, one of those Walmart tables. You'll be that guy that people see when they go through Walmart, if they go into Walmart, and you might have a kiosk with this type of a program up there. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, Peter, thank you. I am very excited this year to partnered independently with Walmart. I do have the Walmart kiosk. You won't be able to miss it. Walmart provides all the materials for that. And I will be at the Walmart in Niagara Falls, 1540 Military Road. Most people in this area are familiar with it. It's the Walmart right next to the Sam's Club. So we're very excited to help people, inform people. And, the goal of Walmart is not necessarily, a lot of people are a little misconstrued on actually what takes place at a kiosk at Walmart. You know, most enrollments, or let me put it this way, Walmart encourages, you know, people to come up, get some information, and then set an appointment with me to talk about plans and enrollment. And one thing that we do have to be very mindful of is when people are at Walmart, one thing that if I am enrolling somebody at a table, there's a lot of things that need to take place or not take place. Number one, it is critical that we protect the individual or client's PHI, and that is personal health information. We can't be out there and have a bunch of people standing around going over health information, going over asking about Social Security number. We can't do that. And, you know, those are rules from Medicare, CMS, and, you know, I'm very mindful of that. So I like to look at Walmart as a meet and greet, and don't get me wrong, I can enroll people at the kiosk, but people need to know that I will absolutely protect all their information, and it will be private. And once I enroll somebody, I don't, you know, I don't have all that information, you know, based on HIPAA and everything else. So you know, it's going to be a great experience. And you know, I'm a guy that, there's an old saying, likes to get in the weeds. And I do that by being friendly, professional. That part of the background comes from the Navy and, you know, my career in corporate America. And I want people to feel comfortable. I want people to know that once I enroll them in a plan, that they will be taken care of. And if they have any questions, they can call me and they don't have to get involved with the carrier. Once I find out information as far as what we need to do, then, you know, there will be times when they can talk to, they will have to talk to the carrier because of HIPAA. And, you know, the other thing is I want people to know that I am a HIP certified. And that's the standard for America's health insurance plans. I'm certified there. I'm also licensed in New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida. For all the Florida people that, you know, may come up here or whatever, I can't take care of people in Florida. I know that Aetna's got a great plan in Florida, Florida Blue, and some of those other plans. And those are the things that I want to educate people on, Peter. It's just, it's a very tough out there. And like you said, the AI bots and everything else, you know, at 67 years old, I can tell you, I don't know what I think about all this technology, because it's been very difficult for me, of course, to try to get up to speed. I see these young kids out here today and, you know, they can jump on a cell phone and do a lot more at 10 years old than I'll probably ever be able to do at 67, but that's okay. And, you know, it's really, you know, I want to work with the people. We're going to do it together. And I'm not just going to hand them information, say, jump online and, you know, do a needs analysis. What are your needs? What are you looking for? You know, if you have a plan now, what do you like about the plan? What don't you like about the plan? And that's where an agent is, you know, an extension of themselves, really. And, yep. You know, I can talk to carriers and, you know, there's things I can do that, you know, get the carriers involved and, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to help people, and that's what gets me up in the morning. Not money, nothing but helping people. money always follows value.
Yeah, money's going to, yeah, I mean, if you do the right thing, you're going to get compensated when you're doing the right thing with the right people, and they stick with it. So one of the things that helped me help answer or ask some questions of you is because I live this right now, meaning my mother-in-law got sick while in COVID, and she was getting on in her years, and she was like a woman that had like 900 lives. I mean, that woman just, it was crazy how much she went through. My wife handled a lot of the stuff that she was going through. My father-in-law, after she had passed, it's been about 3 years, he moved down with us. So from New York, we're in Florida, and I listened to my wife handle all of the stuff that he's going through, and he's 85 right now. So when you talk about the over-the-counter products, I mean, he gets a chance to order about $300 worth of $275 or $300 of products every quarter. And you might say, oh, that sounds, you know, that sounds pretty decent, except when you look, take a look at toothpaste and it's $9 for a tube, you realize, holy crap, there's a lot of hands in the middle here. You know, what the hell? How can the toothpaste that I buy at that Walmart that you would be sitting in there for like $2, how can it cost $9 through this OTC program? So people don't know these things. They think they're maybe getting $300 worth of stuff, and they're not. So I get a chance to kind of live through this. So my winding little story here is that if you are listening in and you have parents that are coming of age or of age, you got to call Mike. You know, because you got to get educated on this stuff so you can enroll with Mike as well. He's not just a professional educator. Obviously, he does this for a living too. But the reality is you got to call somebody who can help guide you. And if it's the right thing to get started with Mike, then you get started with Mike. If it doesn't fit or it doesn't fit yet, then you save his number and you get started when you get started. But the reality is you're going to be taking like a lot of hours out of your week and being at that Walmart. So why, and we have just a couple of minutes left. What can we expect as, like, the general public over the next couple of weeks or months relative to the barrage of phone calls we might be getting or postcards or all those other types of things relative to insurance-related telemarketing or commercial approaches? What's going to be happening and when is it going to last until?
Well, I would like to say that the Walmart open enrollment, annual enrollment, AEP, which is the annual enrollment period, those dates are October 15th through December 7th. And I will be there 6 days a week, pretty much every day. I am required to be at the Walmart 30 hours a week. However, I do like to basically, during that period, Peter, you know, my life is focused on the Medicare period, October 15th through December 7th. However, I will be at the Walmart starting October 1st, and that is from October 1st to October 14th. Is informational. We can't enroll anybody prior to October 15th. And then there is a Thanksgiving break from the 28th to the 30th where I'm not allowed to be in the store. And then after December 7th, of course, there's a big break. And then January 2nd through March 31st, that is what we call open enrollment, where two things can happen from January 1st, actually, but it, you know, January 1st is a holiday. I won't be in the store, but that is the period where people can change a Medicare Advantage plan, or they can leave that plan and enroll in original Medicare and a drug plan if they so need one. So basically, I'm going to be there from October 1st through March 31st, and My goal is to help a tremendous amount of people. And, you know, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be able to answer your questions. I can enroll you. I can set an appointment outside of my time at Walmart to, you know, visit you. You can come to my office in Erie County. You know, it's just I'm going to be available for roughly 6 months and doing one thing, helping people. And, you know, and also I'd like to say there's been a lot of changes in 2025 with the onset of the current administration's Inflation Reduction Act that takes the maximum out-of-pocket, what we call MOOP, M-O-O-P, maximum out-of-pocket for drugs is $2,000. So been a lot of changes, and, you know, it's when there's a price reduction like that or a max put on something like that, Peter, you know, we all know that there's nothing's free. So that money has to come from somewhere. Most of that has been put on the carriers. And, you know, that's where you'll see this year a lot of the OTC, the gym memberships and everything. A lot of that has, you know, either gone away or been lowered. So it's real important that people understand 2025. I was at a conference last week, as a matter of fact, and I liked what Judy from Humana said. You know, as brokers and agents, you know, forget everything you know going into 2025, because it's going to be a learning experience for everybody. And we are really, Peter, going to have to drill down. When I sit down with somebody, we're going to have to sit there and we're going to have to look at the plan they're on. We're going to have to look at, you know, is that plan even available? And if so, what are the differences between 24 and 25? So those are all the things that, you know, I can help with. I'm honored to work with people. I'm excited about being at the Walmart Niagara Falls this year. And, again, my goal is to help a lot of people, so I hope I see you there. My contact number, my office number is 716-333-0030. And my cell phone, which is available to everybody, 716-570-1574. And that's Harrington Insurance Agency. com. There's a tremendous amount of information on the website, and feel free to go there, and it'll tell you all about Medicare, Part A, B, C, you name it. It's all there.
So, Mike, in reference to thinking about what you just said, is it fair to think that whatever somebody had last year is not what they're going to have this year? It's not like somebody can say, oh, that's okay, I'm already enrolled in it, because everything has changed?
Well, everything is changing. I'm not saying we can't, you know, that's a real broad blanket.
We'll do that some other time. But the reality is you have to ask that question. So now everybody's got to ask that question. It's not taken for granted that, okay, I'm just going to, you know, I got a box checked off that I'm enrolled and everything that I had last year is going to be the same as I have this year. Everybody really does have to do that maintenance check.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's a great term, maintenance check, because, you've really got to sit down and, you know, talk with me and say, okay, I have, you know, this plan. How is that going to change? Is the OTC benefit lowered? Some plans have been discontinued, but, you know, with any particular carrier. Some have stayed the same. It's a real wild landscape. I like to call it this landscape with Medicare this year is the Wild West. And, you know, you really can't, like you said, Peter, you just can't check a box and say, well, you know, I've got this plan, and XYZ plan, and I'm going to have that next year, because that's probably not the case, but it could be. But we need to look at it.
Wow. So the reality is that everybody's got to check, and that's why it's going to be a mess. And trust me, nobody from the government's going to be knocking on your door, sitting down with you and asking you all these questions, making sure things are going okay. It's going to be a mess.
Exactly.
So if you don't want it to be a mess for you, you got to call Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I encourage people to give me a call, and I can go over the different plans. I can discuss plans. Again, I can discuss plans starting October 1st. I can't do anything prior to Tuesday. And, I encourage them to come up. We can look at what they've got, and we can see where they're going and what they want to do and what's going to be best for them. That's my goal. And the other thing, Peter, too, and then in closing here, I would like to say, I am paid by the carriers. The client does not pay me anything. So the way I look at it is really they've got an advocate for free.
Wow. And you covered three states? New York?
Yes.
Pennsylvania and Florida.
Pennsylvania and Florida, yes.
So if we have people that live in those three states, they should call you, do this basically, hey, Mike, this is what I'm at, this is what I got, what's changing and all that sort of stuff, and you can help them get, happily enrolled in the right program for them and not have to worry about
exactly.
The thing that I know hundreds of millions of people are going to have to deal with because they have the wrong plan. Or,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh, this is going to be a disaster. So,
And
trust me, Mike's not the only one selling this stuff or working with this stuff, so your phones are going to be ringing off the wall. Foreign telemarketing call center is going to call you 30 times a day. I'm telling you, they'll never take you off their list. Those are not the type of people you want to be working with. You want to work with someone that you know and you trust and is doing this for the right reasons. So, Mike, we're going to have you come back, and maybe we'll even do a radio show from that. Maybe if there's a downside of a Walmart. So who knows? We'll do that in the kiosk, but check them out. Harrington Insurance Agency, and Harrington is with two R's, Harrington, insuranceagency.com. And his phone number is 716-333-0030. We'll make sure that he has a guest page with all his information on there as well. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Medicare, you're going to be able to see this as well as the previous radio shows. Mike, thanks for being here. I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you, Peter. Honored to be here.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.